Hi there, it's Heather here from Blossoming Heart Guidance, and thank you for listening in to the Courageous Heart podcast. This is a podcast to help you unlock your heart so you can blossom your awesome. And just a bit of background, I do intuitive life coaching, soul mentorship for kind visionaries, women who are recovering from relationship breakups, and for those who just generally live outside the box. So, if you are somebody who cares about love, peace, making a difference, being a good human being in this planet, you've come to the right place. And it is not always easy because there's always challenges all the time. But I truly believe in the power of the heart to be able to move mountains. So, this week's topic, I just thought I would actually talk about love and anger. It's one of those things that people who identify as being spiritual or kind, oftentimes we have a difficult relationship with our anger and the anger with others. So this came when I was doing a session with somebody and explaining the many faces or facets of anger. And I just put it out there that, in many ways, anger is connected to love. And it's the almost the expression of when there hasn't been love. And there's a difference between, angry based on feeling entitled or privileged or justified, and it becomes abusive. But I'm speaking about that anger that just sits there. It sits there because of feeling, usually it's a feeling of disrespect, disappointment, fear of losing something that is precious. And so when it's outside of, it being used as a power tool that some people use it for, we can actually go underneath the surface and realize it can actually be very connected to the heart. It can be very much a sense of, wow, I feel disrespected at a soul level. Or, wow, this behavior in the world disgusts me, the way that others are treated. And, it really is an important emotion that we need to have in order to be moved by our hearts, in order to be touched in compassion, in order to relate and actually take a stand for things that are not acceptable on a soul level. If you've ever met anyone who is sort of numb and detached or is indifferent, usually they don't have enough anger in them. That's what the feeling of indifference is. And we're like, how could you tolerate this? How is this okay? And it can come across as uncaring, right? So, in many ways, really being able to be connected to our when we feel anger and exploring it and what is really trying to understand what is this anger really about, we may very well lead right back to our hearts. And it ends up moving us. It ends up making us make change. It can empower us. It doesn't feel good, absolutely, and it can lead us to self-destructive behaviors or destructive behaviors towards others, but inherently it's trying to tell you something. Something's not okay. And it's just like when you see somebody who's in, and we'll see this, and I've been in those circumstances myself, they're in a toxic environment at work or in a relationship that is dysfunctional. And it's the point when they actually get angry that things change. Right? And they actually say that in Chinese medicine, that anger is an emotion actually leads to change. And a lot of us just don't want to have to feel that, right? Or go to that place because it does mean potential loss, it means a conflict, all of these things. But it's saying, I've had enough. This is not okay. Don't treat me this way. Don't treat somebody else this way. I've had enough. So I would just invite you to explore, when that angry feeling is coming up, try not to make it wrong or push it away or somehow feel you're not spiritual enough or kind enough or loving enough. And maybe just ask yourself, what is it that where am I feeling disrespect? Or where am I feeling disgust? Why? How am I feeling powerless even in this? What am I afraid of losing that is very precious here? Right? And there's usually when you start asking those questions, it becomes super clear what you actually care about, whether it's your values, somebody in your life, your own space, and to be able to protect that, or to be able to say I'm not willing to just let this slide. You know, there is a point of forgiveness. There's a point of surrender. There's a point of needing to go with the flow. There's a point of getting your ego out of the way. Absolutely. But sometimes it is in order to be in an act of self-kindness. It requires going, no, this is where I put my foot down. This is the limit for me. And it can actually invite in then more respectful relationships with others, others treating you more respectfully, others being able to know what it is that actually makes you feel upset or hurt. They know the boundary, and then they know how to love you in that boundary. Right. So I just invite you to consider that. You know, maybe the side of anger is rooted in love. And again, I say this with the caveat, this does not justify abusive anger. It does not justify anger as a power trip. It doesn't justify staying in a relationship and tolerating over expressions of anger. It is our responsibility to sit with our anger and decide what to do constructively rather than destructively. And we're all, none of us are perfect, right? There needs to be a leeway with that, absolutely. So, you know, there's a whole other episode on how to deal with other people's anger that we can go into another time. But I would just say, let's first start with looking at your anger. And it might be, you might not even realize that you're feeling angry, but it's coming up in passive-aggressive ways. It's coming up in you're avoiding things. It's coming up in clenching your teeth. You might want to pay attention to your body and what it's trying to tell you when you are angry. It could be it's the root of your depression, you know, if that's the case. Unfelt, unexpressed anger is not helpful. And finding a way to be able to acknowledge it, be with it, leads you to wholeness, leads you to kindness, leads you to love, leads you to boundaries, leads you to wisdom. And creating more genuine relationships with other people where they can know what is your limit, right? It'd be awesome. So if you need any support around this, I'm right here. You can reach out. I do have a free Ask Your Heart call if we haven't worked together before or if it's been a while. Just reach out. Check me out at blossomingheart.ca. I also have a Sweet Aha's Life Clarity session that we can do if you really want to process stuff and get deep clarity, or we can work together in a full program. All right, so looking forward to connecting with you. Have a wonderful day, evening, week, wherever you are, and keep tuning into your heart and blossom your awesome.